In Bryant Park, just a block from Times Square, there is a little corner where people play pétanque. The game got its start in France about 100 years ago. It's not all that different from the Italian game bocce, but it's played with metal balls. And what is striking about pétanque in Bryant Park is that whether you're talking about country, class, or profession, the players are truly all over the map. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
At first, you don't even notice that there are two little courts, just a bunch of dirt surrounded by a wooden rim. You could pass it by and not even notice. Ørnge Bilstedt, who is Danish and represented the U.S. in two world championships, teaches people twice a week. Lessons are free. The people playing are old, young, and from everywhere.
I'm from Denmark. We got somebody from Cuba. We got French people, of course. Got a British guy. We have probably 17 to 19 different nationalities.
It really is the makeup of New York City.
That's Ernesto Santos, web designer and president of this local pétanque club, which is called La Boule New Yorkaise.
Bankers playing in their suits with delivery guys and firemen. When there were a lot of construction across the street, we had a lot of construction workers playing.
You're Cuban?
Yeah, I was actually born in Cuba. My mom is Chinese, so I'm Cuban Chinese.
You really do see all kinds of people here. I notice a tour bus driver in his red uniform. The game was invented near Marseille when a player who was disabled had to modify the rules of another game. In pétanque, the player stays in one place with his feet together, so people in wheelchairs can play this game. Again, Ernesto Santos.
I think 2 years ago, a really great player from France won the championship in a wheelchair. It's accessible to anybody. You know, a son, father, and grandfather can play at the same level at the same time.
Men and women also. Everyone says it takes 5 minutes to learn the rules, a half a year to get competent, and a lifetime to master the game.
Now it's you guys again to go, because we have the point.
So it's my turn.
Just try and get close to the little jack out there, or the cushionet.
Bilstedt is teaching two first-timers how to throw the ball.
Very nice. Okay, so now you got to try and knock her out. Because we're in second position, so you knock
the rules are easy. You have two or three balls, depending on how many play. You throw out this little wooden ball or cushionet, and you try to get your metal balls as close to the cushionet as possible, which either means pointing, throwing it as close as possible, or shooting, hitting your opponent's ball to knock it as far away as possible. Pointing seems easier than shooting to first-timer me, but when I ask Lucien Ragutajauna from Madagascar which he prefers, he doesn't hesitate.
I'm a pointer. I love to point. It's a big challenge between you and the court.
Emil Busheki came to the United States only 16 months ago from Cameroon. He was a mechanic there, but here he has to get his English in order, so he's handling freight at an airport. On the pétanque court, he has met people from Morocco, Tunisia, Algeria, Guinea, and Niger.
The games is not only a sport, but it's relaxed. When you feel stressed, you just need to come and play some game, and after, you forget everything. Yeah.
I hear from several players that pétanque makes you forget work, family, everything. But Busheki has only discovered this group recently.
It's my new family.
For him, it's friendship, community, and more. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
This is NPR.